It's time for sports from your local sports leader. Classic Hits 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Welcome to the Monday edition of the Sports Show. I'm Matt Robinson reporting. And first, we're going to let you know about the USA High School Clay Target League National Championship that was completed over the weekend in Michigan. Over 460 high schools with over 1,800 athletes competing in the National Championship, and several from our local area, and several of them did quite well. As we look first at the team scores, Stu Straws came in 18th overall, Effingham finished 39th, and Totopolis was 61st, as those teams made the finals on Sunday. And the female side of things, individually, 400 shooters made the finals for both the female and male combined. On the female side of things, Stu Straws' Aubrey Antrim finished second overall, shooting a perfect 100. Then the rerun was 100, and in the shootout, she had one, while the other female competitor that won had two. Congratulations to Aubrey Antrim on a second-place finish in the female division, but also Clarissa Ruhall did well with a seventh-place overall finish for Totopolis, and Kendall Engel out of Cumberland was 10th overall. Allie Wilms of T-Town finished 11th overall, while Dietrich's Madison Hahn was 12th overall. Dietrich's Grace Hahn finished 22nd overall. Effingham's Emma Jones finished 32nd, and Hallie Craig of Effingham finished 40th in the female division. In the male division, Colton Flowers of Aldemont finished 43rd. Stu Straws' Colin Hewing finished 48th overall. Dietrich's Colby Custer was 93rd. And Hank Sipe, also of Dietrich, was 161st. Aldemont's Grant Succo, 241st. Cumberland's Keegan Groves, 244th. Effingham had Dylan Hetzer in 253rd spot and Nolan Fearday in 264th spot. Stu Straws' Brody Ordner, 267th overall. Aldemont's Hunter Flowers finished 313th. Beecher City's Adam Stuckemeyer was 329th. And Stu Straws' Jack Holland finished 331st out of the 400 competitors that advanced to the finals. And again, over 1,800 athletes there at the National Championship for the Clay Target League USA High School Championship in Michigan. Congratulations to all that participated and to all those who made the finals on Sunday. Taking a look at harness racing action that took place in Henry, Illinois yesterday. It was the ISA two-year-old Philly Pace won by Fox Valley Mai Tai, driven by Connor Prather, trained by David Avenetti, four owners, David Avenetti, Emma Schrock, and Ken Niefeldt. Fox Valley Mai Tai came in first with a time of 2:04, just ahead of What You Won't Do for Love, who came in at 2:04-1, and A True Favor was also in third at 2:04-3. The ISA two-year-old Colt Pace won again by Illini Game Day. He's on a roll for driver Matthew Avenetti and trainer Kevin Miller. Kevin Miller, Keith Miller, and Andrew Miller all own Illini Game Day, who took the win at 2:04 flat. In the ISA two-year-old Philly Trot, it was Broadway and Lou picking up another victory this summer, driven by Casey Linner, owned by Stephen Surley, as Flacco Farms, or trained by Stephen Surley and owned by Stephen, as well as Flacco Farms and Brian Code. In the ISA two-year-old Colt Trot, it was Here Comes Bob, owned, trained, and driven by Stephen Surley, along with owners Molly Blades, Michael Paloma, and Chris Paloma. And a special recognition for Stephen Surley, as Here Comes Bob brought the trainer his 1,000th career training victory in harness racing. So congratulations to Stephen Surley there. In the three-year-old Philly Pace, it was Fox Valley Lava for driver Matthew Avenetti and trainer Kevin Miller, as Fox Valley Lava got the win with 159-1. For Kevin Miller and Lester Detweiler and Alan Miller, I believe that might have been a track record there in Henry. At the ISA three-year-old Colt Pace, it was Monday Morning Merle with the win in 2:01-1 for driver Casey Linner, trainer Terry Linner, as Robert Grinder, Linda Grinder, and Terry Leonard own Monday Morning Merle. Shady Maple Becker, again a winner in the three-year-old trot for Matthew Avenetti, the driver, trainer David Avenetti. They both own, along with Emma Schrock, Shady Maple Becker, who got the win in 2:07.2. In the free-for-all pace, four-year-old and up, to Infinity got the win for driver Robert Yawn and trainer Dwayne Bloom. Dwayne Bloom, Sandra Bloom, and Sarah Bloom all own to Infinity. In the non-winners, $5,000 lifetime, She's Hypnotic got the win for Kevin Bender and driver trainer, as well as owners Alyssa Bender and Hallie Bender, as She's Hypnotic won the final race of the day at Henry. Harness racing activities taking place at Farmer City this evening, 5:30 post time. And of course, sad news from the harness world, as Greg mentioned in the news, as Coles County Fairground had a barn burn and five horses passed away there over the weekend. Taking a look on the national scene in NASCAR Cup Series racing action from Sonoma Raceway, it was another road course win for Shane Van Gisbergen. The New Zealander led 97 of the 110 laps from the pole at Sonoma, as he joins Christopher Bell, Denny Hamlin, Kyle Larson as the only drivers with three wins this season. Chase Briscoe finished second, followed by Chase Elliott, as McDowell was fourth. Christopher Bell finished fifth in the race at Sonoma for the NASCAR Cup drivers. Xfinity Series race saw Connor Zilich hold off Shane Van Gisbergen for the victory. Those two battled it out well ahead of third-place William Zavalich. Nick Sanchez was fourth, and Riley Herbst rounded out the top five. They move to Dover Motor Speedway in Delaware next weekend for the NASCAR Cup Series event and Xfinity Series racing. In the final game of the first half, unofficially, of the season, Shota Imanaga struck out Aaron Judge twice while pitching seven sparkling innings, leading the Cubs to a 4-1 victory over the Yankees. Michael Busch and Dansby Swanson both homered for the Cubs, who are headed into the All-Star break with 57 wins, their most since 2008. Daniel Palencia handled the ninth for his 12th save, finishing off the two-hitter that the Cubs tossed, as the Cubs will be back in action Friday as they open a series hosting Boston at Wrigley Field. Meanwhile, St. Louis dealt with multiple rain delays, but Jose Fermin hit his first major league home run to break a sixth inning tie as the Cardinals got a 5-3 victory over the Braves on Sunday. The two rain delays totaled 4 hours and 2 minutes. Yeah, the Braves' Matt Olson led the team with 3 RBIs on 2 hits, but the Cardinals used Steven Matz, surrendered 2 runs in the fifth, but he came in relief after 3 innings from Sonny Gray, and then the rain delay knocked him out of the rest of the game, as the Cardinals picked up the win 5-3 over Boston. Taking a look at our local sports schedule, just a couple of games. Small Fry League at the Small Fry Diamond, Team 1 and Team 9 at 5:30 at Gene A. Nickham Field. It's Team 2 versus Team 8 at 5:30 and Team 5 versus Team 1 at 7. Of course, All-Star break is underway for Major League Baseball. We'll tell you about the standings tomorrow and get you set for the All-Star game as well. That's been a check of sports on this Monday morning. I'm Matt Robinson reporting.